Gavin, everyone wants to be here in the Aviva Stadium in front of maybe 20,000 fans. The road begins now. You've got a home draw here. You'll be happy with that.
Yeah, delighted with a home draw. Delighted that it's a Premier Division club and a big club. So it should be a big occasion for the club as well, you know.
It's going to draw a big crowd now, I'm sure, to watch you. Bigger crowds and bigger support maybe than you've got recently, but you've a loyal following, of course.
Yeah, I would expect a massive crowd there, although the last game we played was a playoff for the league, and there was close to 900 people at that, so no, we're expecting the same or more for this, so it'll be, as I say, it'll be a great occasion for the area. To bring a League of Ireland club to Cork Hall will be brilliant, you know.
And to, I suppose, get that home draw, if we dig in a little bit deeper, I mean, it's always nice, and you know, you'd fancy your chances more maybe at home than away, but avoiding very long journeys as well, because there was teams in Cork, Waterford, place like Wexford as well, you know, and you've got Limerick at home.
Yeah, delighted with home draw. Over the last few years in national competitions, we've had a nightmare with draws, so we've been everywhere. We've been in Cork, we've been in Dublin regular, we've been everywhere, and we're just delighted. First and foremost, the home draw was the key, and to get a Premier Division club was just a bonus from it, you know.
You weren't here last year, of course. It's 12 new sides indeed that entered the first round draw today from last year, but previous years, talk to me about how it's gone for you.
We played Longford in this competition a couple of years ago at home, and they beat us 2-0. It was a tight enough game. They scored fairly fortuitous first goal, and won in the 91st minute, then the second goal. This is only the second time in the club's history we've got this part of the tournament. We've played League of Ireland oppositions the last 6 years, 7 years in a row in the EA Sports Cup, and we've given a good account of ourselves each time, you know. So I think back in 2011, Cork Hall beat Galway United in Galway, so in the EA Sports. So like as I say, the FA Cup's a step up, and I'm sure Limerick will be treating it serious. So like as I say, we'll just prepare properly and enjoy the occasion, and that's all we can do.
Cup competitions are great, you know, the little fish versus the big club.
Yeah, definitely, it's different, and it's something to look forward to, and you never know, like over as I said in the interlude, over 90 minutes you just never know what can happen, and as I say, we'll prepare and get ourselves in the best possible shape for that game. And if it goes our way, it'll be amazing. But if it doesn't, no, we'll just move on and we'll not worry about it, you know.
Obviously, there's a huge tradition of soccer in Donegal, and obviously you've got the league side in Finn Harps. They have an away draw to Bray. That's a tough one for them.
It's not an ideal draw for Finn Harps. I'd say that again, it's like everybody else in there, they've been looking for a home draw, so it's a tough one. Although Bray aren't in a great position themselves, like, but as I say, it'll still be a potential tough game for Harps, and it'd be hard to call who'd be the favourites going into that, you know.
These first round matches aren't until the week ending the 12th of August, so there's a bit to go before then. How will we be bridging that period with much action? Or
we don't start pre-season till ours is a winter league, so like all the intermediate leagues in the country, so we don't start pre-season till the 17th, so it'll be our first competitive game, so we will be rusty. The expectations won't be massive at that stage of the season. It's more about preparing for our own league campaign, but as I say, we'll get ourselves as ready as we can, and we'll treat this as an occasion and a big day out, like, you know.
With it being your next match, though, it's a good way to focus, and it means all your energies kind of can be focused on this game instead of local league matches and hoping to avoid injuries. You've got a good run in now to this match.
Oh yeah, our sole focus in pre-season at this point will be to this game. It's a great thing for the players. Like it's not often intermediate players from where we're from get the opportunity to put their wits against the League of Ireland team, and it's a great chance and a great opportunity for the players to do that, you know.